Hello and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast number 1842. The topic is training and the title is Getting the Most from Your Gym. We had a former Brutal Iron Gym member send me a message. They had moved away due to a new job, and this was the message I received. Rob, help. I miss big. The new gym I train at has a lot of machines, but they're not as good as the ones at Brutal. They either don't match my natural movements, or they're odd to set up and find the right position. They do have a good amount of free weights, but that section is always super busy. I'm feeling discouraged in my training and wanted to ask if you'd do a podcast that could help. Thank you for Brutal. I knew it was awesome when I was there, but now I truly know how awesome it was. Have you thought of franchising? Wink, wink. So that was fun. That was good to get that. I'm bummed for them, though, that they're not enjoying their training due to being in a new location. Now, that can be partially due to just you leave what you know, and now you have to kind of reestablish yourself in a new place, find the new things. So hopefully that'll get a little better as they keep showing up and, you know, finding their own groove. But what I do want to go through is just talking about, in general, some ideas that we can use when we go to a new gym, or if you're struggling in the same gym, just how you can get more from your gym. Now, this is actually, I'm going to go through the steps that I usually do whenever I go to a new gym, and this is what I advise clients when they've switched. Like, I work with a lot of online clients, and they'll switch or move to new gyms, and that can be a little disheartening as this old previous member was finding out, but here's some tips. So, basically what I do is I start with what I want to train. So what muscles, what general movements? This depends on the style of training that you do. I work with people that do everything under the sun. You think about CrossFit, powerlifting, bodybuilding, functional athleticism, like first responders, tactical stuff. Just people who just want to be an all-around badass at everything. You name it, and I work with somebody who does that. But typically, we're going to look for, we want to be able to train our back, our chest, our shoulders, our arms, our legs, our core. We want to be able to do some type of cardio. And then you probably want to be able to do it in some big movements like squat, bench, deadlift, overhead press. You know, if you're a strong man, maybe you have some other added elements in there like farmer's carries and some other things. But the idea is we all pretty much have this similar list. Chest, back, shoulders, arms, legs, core, cardio, squat, bench, deadlift, overhead press. So what I do is I take it kind of as each workout as I go through a new focus. So let's say my first focus is going to be a chest workout, and I'd like to do some bench work. What I typically do in the first workout for any specific focus, whether it's a back day, a deadlift day, a leg day, a squat day, whatever it is, what I do the first workout is I do a pre-exhaust workout. What this means is I do a lot of isolation work before I would do my bigger movement. The reason why I do this is it gives me a chance to test out all the machines. I like to test the machines to see which ones I like. Some machines feel good, some of them don't. I travel a lot, and one of the gyms I travel to is down in Miami, Ghost Gym. I was lucky enough to get in touch with the owner, Alex, and be able to get access to it whenever I'm down there. And they have a lot of really good machines. Some of the machines don't fit me perfectly well. Some of the machines are freaking awesome. But that's actually what I did the first time I was there. I just tried out all the machines. And I made a mental note. You can make a physical list if you want. But I made a mental list of which ones fit me well, which ones don't. Now, they're all good machines. So it has nothing to do with the machines. It has to do with me. You know, if I have an old, hamstring tear, maybe the degree of the leg press, if it's a 45 degree angle, that's a little hard for me to get into. I do better with 35 degree angle leg presses. I have old shoulder injuries from sports, so I have a hard time getting to some overhead press machines if they don't have an ability to modify the settings some. But he actually has a really good Cybex piece that works fantastic. It's a great machine. But the machines in that gym, there's great ones, and then there's ones that are good, they just don't match me. So I make a list of which ones match me. And that workout, the first workout going through there, by doing all the machines first, it does mean that whenever I move into my main movement, so maybe I'm doing chest and shoulders and then I want to end with some bench press, I'm not going to try to like one rep maximum bench press. I'm just trying to, at the end of the workout, say, okay, a barbell bench is something I'm aware of. I know how to do that. Let me just get a feel for how to set their bench. What are their plates? Like, do they have collars? What kind of plates do they have? What does the bench feel like? Is it a, you know, a fat pad? Is it a thin pad? Just kind of getting a feel of the environment. So that's typically what I do with the first workout, is I try all the machines related to the muscles I want to work that day. And then I do the big movement at the end. And I typically just do, you know, maybe 5 sets of 5, but a weight where I could probably, you know, do 7 or 8 or even 9 or 10 reps. You're just kind of getting a feel of everything. You're just getting in some movements, getting a feel of the environment, getting a feel of the equipment. So, for example, Ghost Gym, they have, the members have access to the music. I actually do that as well at my gym. So first come, first serve, whatever you want to listen to. Although in my gym, I have a rule that you can't blast rap. I cannot stand, you know, all the racial slurs and all the other crap that is in rap. I just don't like it. Now, that's my own personal choice. And since I own the place, I get to make that choice. One of the luxuries. Now, if you have a home gym, you can blast whatever you want, whether it's rap or not. But that's my preference, is I don't want to listen to that. But at the same time, I probably don't want somebody putting on like R&B or country. So there are certain things you can lift to and certain things you can't. But what I liked about Ghost Gym was the members had access to the music. Sometimes music is great. Sometimes it's not so great. So I put in headphones, just make my own world. But that is something to also pay attention to, is just the sounds, the environment, the feel of the environment. One of the things I loved about Ghost is you could definitely do supersets there and people would understand it. Nobody would get in your way. Everybody was super nice, very welcoming. So each gym is going to have its own kind of environment. I go to one gym in Charlotte sometimes, and it horrible gym to do supersets. I mean, the second you got off of a machine, somebody will just sit on it and start going. And they do not care, and they usually do 1 or 2 sets of some meaningless effort and then leave anyhow. It's just very frustrating. It's a horrible gym for intense training. I go there when I need to, but it is definitely not my favorite gym. So it depends on the environment. But that's what that first workout gives you a chance to feel. You get to test out all the machines, see which ones you like. You do your big movement, but you're not trying to max out anything. You're just testing out the equipment, the settings of things, just how it's going to feel. Then, once I go through all my body parts, all my normal workouts for the first workout, when I get to the second workout of the same body part or same focus, so if I got back around to like a chest, shoulder, and bench day, now I go to my typical setup for training. I'll have some kind of movement prep to work on mobility, shoulder mobility, hip mobility, core strength, core bracing. I then do my big movement, and then I'll do my accessories, whether that's free weight accessories or machines. But now I know the machines that I liked, so I'm just going to use only those ones. I feel like it's a little discouraging if you don't have that first workout to figure out which machines are best. If you go in and you have a great, you know, great day, you're feeling good, and all of a sudden you sit on a machine, it doesn't feel right. Then you sit on another machine, it doesn't feel right. It can kind of ruin your mood. So I like getting that first day as a chance. The mindset is, I'm just going to test everything and see how it goes. Then you're not discouraged, because it's actually a form of excitement to discover which ones work best for you. So I like that in the first workout. I do not like that in any other workout. So I want to already know when I get into my really good training which machines work best. So I just stay with those ones. And that's essentially what I do, is that's my first and second workout routine. And then from there, I just keep that same kind of workout feel, is movement prep, big movement, accessories, and machines. Now, I will play with other variables such as exercise order. I'll use intensity techniques. So if I only have 1 or 2 machines that I like, that's okay. I'll use rest pause, drop sets, cluster sets, unilateral variations. I'll just try to use a million ways of using that machine. That's what I instead focus on, rather than saying like, oh crap, they only have one good machine, that's okay. I only need one. You know, if one is a lot better than none, I'll take that, and then I'll just do different intensity techniques. So, for example, we have podcast 1794. It's a training podcast titled Commercial Gym Friendly Intensity Techniques. You can listen to that to learn different intensity techniques you can do, even at like busy commercial gyms, just to maximize the variability you can get out of each individual machine. And then I do also allow myself to be open to the idea of pre-exhaust. So I don't pre-exhaust every single workout. I do it sometimes, maybe half the time, maybe a third of the time. But I like pre-exhaust because it allows me to kind of go with the flow when I'm at busy gyms. So for example, let's say I wanted a good leg day. I wanted to do squats. I wanted to do some heavy accessories. One of the movements I wanted to do was a hack squat. Well, let's say when I walk in, it's busy. No worries. I'll do my movement prep. Maybe I'll do some calf raises. I'll do my squat, and then I'll catch the hack squat when it's open later in the workout. But let's say I walk in and the hack squat's open. Well, bam, it's pre-exhaust, baby. Time to go. So I'll go right over to the hack squat. I'll start with it empty for a couple of high rep sets to warm up my knees, and then I'll work up to some heavy, really challenging sets. And then I go into movement prep, go into my squats, and then I might just be done for the day. So, but what I do is I like having the ability to go with the flow. I know what elements I want in my workout. And I allow myself to be open to the order based on what's available that day. It allows me to have a much happier mindset going through the workout rather than being pissed off and angry at everybody for using the equipment. You know, if I walk in and I'm like, damn it, hell, you know, this person's on this thing and I wanted to be on this thing and blah, 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 blah. And then you feel like you lose your whole workout because that was the order it wanted to be and blah, blah. And you end up having a crappy day. Well, don't do that. Don't do that to yourself. You know, be more open-minded. Have a more open structure to your training. So that way, if it's busy, you say, oh, no worries, I'll catch it later. You go do some other things you wanted to do that you knew you were going to do anyhow. And then you come back to the thing that you may have wanted first. Now maybe it's third or fourth. Oh, well, you're still going to have a great workout. So that leads into having a training structure that allows for freedom. What I call that are training templates. So you have a template for training that has the elements that you want, but you can play with different exercises. You can play with different orders. Now, I make training templates for trainers. Over half of my clients are personal trainers, and I help them write their programming that they use for their clients. Some of the trainers I work with train in large commercial gyms that are super busy, so we create templates that they can use to ensure they have great workouts for their clients and themselves, but they're able to then plug in various exercises, different machines, and be able to go with the flow of the gym. So we have some free templates on our website because some of the trainers I work with, we had some good content and I wanted them to just be able to access it whenever they wanted or send it to, like two of the trainers I work with are training directors. So I wanted them to have it for their trainers. So if you go to our website, www.brutalirongym.com, go to free program examples. The second tab says general free templates and programs. So the templates we have a powerlifting template, we have a fat loss and shaping template for 30-minute workouts, and a fat loss and shaping template for 60-minute workouts. So those were some of the more common ones my clients have used. So they might have a client who does like strength-based training, so we use the powerlifting template. They might have a client who wants to lose some weight. Maybe they only have 30-minute sessions. We use the fat loss and shaping template for 30-minute workouts. If they have full hours, we use the 60-minute workouts. But those templates are exceptional. The powerlifting template, for example, is over 50 pages. These are things that I've created in partnership with trainers in the past, and I wanted to be able to make them free for everyone. It'll be unknown how extremely valuable these are until somebody opens them and then says, holy shit, there's a lot of information in here. So you can use the templates to create more freedom of structure in the workouts. Then we also have a bunch of extra programs. We have free like programs for female shape development, bodybuilding, functional athleticism, which are like athletes, first responders, tactical. We have a lot of one-on-one client examples as well for various situations, like a female who wants fat loss, shaping, and mobility, a male who does powerlifting but needs non-gym options for the weekends. I had a guy, he wanted to do bodybuilding after a severe car crash. He had a lot of surgeries and a lot of injuries, so we're working on bodybuilding for him. Female bodybuilding with high volume to promote fat loss. Female combined program for powerlifting and marathons. Ooh. So a lot of free stuff on there. So you can get all of it for free. You can hire me, and I will make you like templates that are personal, exactly for what you needed. And then we work together for a month or two, make sure you understand them, and then you take them and run with it on your own. That's what I do with trainers all the time. So if you're interested in that, just shoot me an email at brutalirongym@gmail.com. Right now I'm offering free 15-minute virtual consultations with anybody that wants to work with me because I want to ensure it's going to be more of a long-term thing. Right now I've been able to, very fortunate, very lucky, very blessed, I've been able to cap how many people I work with so I can be more selective now. And I just want to get to know somebody before I start committing more of my time and I end up giving more energy than they do to it. So that was the point of the 15-minute consultations, is I get a chance to see, you know, how long-term they're going to be committed to these goals. So if you're interested in that, you can sign up on our website, get the free 15-minute consultation, let's talk, and we'll talk about what your needs are. If I find that there's a template that already exists that would work great for you, I'll just send it to you for free. If we want to make one, then we'll make one together for a couple months, and then you run with it on your own. But there's free ones on the website. You don't have to pay me a dime if you don't want to or if you can't afford it. I always, always, always want to be able to provide information for free, hence 1,842 podcasts. So I also put the templates on free for the website as well. But this is how you're going to get the most from your gym, is make a list of the equipment and machines that feel good to you. Then create variability using intensity techniques and the ability to go with the flow, to be able to play with your workout exercise order. And then change other variables to create the workout variety and stimulus progression, like we said with the intensity techniques. So that's the idea, is try everything in the gym once. Make a list of what you like and then use those things, but be open to the order in which you use them. And use different techniques with them so you continue to create newness in your workouts, whether that's rest pause, drop sets, cluster sets. Remember, we have the Intensity Technique Podcast 1794 to give you even more ideas. Okay? Okay. Hopefully that was helpful. I hope you get the most from your workouts. I hope you're never held back by what you have available to you. If you have any questions, if you're running into any issues, just shoot me an email. My email is brutalirongym@gmail.com. Okay? If you like the podcast, please share the podcast. If you like the podcast, please consider donating to support the podcast, which you can do on our website. Also, if you like the information we share in the podcast, you can find more from us on our social media channels. You can find us and follow us on Instagram and YouTube under the name Brutal Iron Gym. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.